This parash we learned about Bali Mumina. Okay, I'm going to talk off the top of my head. I have my notes here, but I think I have enough here to remember from yesterday. This week's parasha is Parashas Emor. Parashas Emor discusses all of the laws of Kohanim. Number one, the most important thing that we know about a Kohen, the Torah is very, very tough. The Torah, if it was given in the 21st century, it would not go off well. Because basically, think about this. Think about this idea. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are no ramps for elevate for wheelchairs. Okay, there's no today. You build a building in America, you don't even no handicapped access. Okay, doesn't exist. No elevators. You can't walk up the steps, so don't come. Or we're gonna have a ramp. They're gonna have no what bridges. They had ramps to come with us to come to get it to get from one part of the city to the next. But think about it, in the Beis HaMikdash, they have the steps, and so where's the ramp for the handicapped to go up? Right, where is the elevator? Even today, if you would build a Beis, you would submit the architectural plans to the government for the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't even get through the front door. First of all, it's violation of every code you can imagine. There's pollution. There is, you name it. There's no department. Sanitary conditions. There is fire hazards. Every department in New York City, whether it's local, federal, state, would reject the architectural plans before it even gets through the front door. And what about handicap access? Isn't that amazing? There's no, you have to be, you know, there are people, Rachmana Litzlan, they can't walk up the steps. They need a ramp. There are people that are blind. There are people that are deaf. What?
So they were carried or they were led. If you're blind.
So obviously, it's a very, I don't understand. And Baruch Hashem, we don't understand this because we live in a different generation and it has to be understood in the big picture of things. The Torah says, it's very frightening to us, that a Kohen who lives and breathes in the Beis HaMikdash, who is a Baal Mum, is not fit to serve. Okay, this is a Gezeres HaKosov, and when you think about it, when you relate to modern 21st century, it's a very hard pill to swallow. Because Baruch Hashem, we've been brought up that every single America has a tremendous bracha, beyond our understanding, which the attitude in America has spread to the entire world. It's mamash a medina shel chesed in many dimensions, not just the fact that it gives so much money to help people all over the world, poor people all over the world, but America has established certain standards of equality, standards of that to allow people who are fairness, people who are ill, people who are handicapped, to have equal opportunity. And there's no doubt about it that the model, the attitude of America has spread to every corner of the world. Even some places, even to a greater extreme, but it all really came from America. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to understand it's that yes and no. Person could bring a carbon. The Gemara talks about v'kamta regel. The reason why it's called the sholosh regalim is you have to be able to walk a regel. And rachmana litzlan, if a person cannot walk with his own two feet, he needs to go in a wheelchair, there's no dinner, lila regel. You don't have to go. You stay home. You stay home. Today, that's unheard of. If a person can't go, don't worry. We have other ways, technology. We have technology to get you there. And Adarabba will bend backwards. We'll bend backwards and spend billions of dollars to get you there in order that you should have an equal opportunity. How do we understand this? Okay, the Torah says, v'kamta v'yolisa, you have to be able to walk. If you can't walk on your own, you potter. The Beis HaMikdash, there's no equal opportunity. A Kohen that has a deformity, even something very, very minor in today's society, what's the big deal? Sorry, you're not allowed to be a Kohen. I have a whole write-up in one of the sermons. A Kohen is mentally depressed. He's on medication. He has bipolar, and he's on medication. Is he fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Pashas is not. That's called the Baal Mum. The Gemara only really talks about nichpa. Nichpa is epilepsy. Epilepsy is, the Gemara doesn't talk, it's not clear the Gemara discusses depression, clinical depression, where a person needs to take medication. It's not, all these things are not so clear. Okay, mental health and how halacha deals with mental health, is that called the Balmum? It says, Nogei halacha l'maisa. When there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, Shemir Tzashem, and there is a Kohen who wants to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to take medication for his mental health. Whether he suffers from anxiety, whether he has a sleep disorder, whether he has a mild clinical depression, and he has to take the medicine. If he doesn't take the medicine, then he cannot function 100% in society. Does that make him a Baal Mum? It's a very tough question, and it's not a Yelach L'maisa. It appears off the at face value that it is a Baal Mum. I know, I'm saying yes. What? No, that's it says in the Rambam, it says in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch that a Baal Mum, that a Mum Shebeseser. And Seser doesn't just mean under your shirt. Under your shirt, you have some deformity under your shirt, no one sees anyway. Mum Shebeseser means Nichpe, epilepsy. Ab Edim Cholim, the Edim Shaitim. Sometimes he's normal, and sometimes he goes off the deep end. Okay, depends on the day. Some days he's climbing the ceiling, he's climbing the walls. And other times, perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. You talk to him, you never ever know. But he has some bad days. What triggers? Bad weather, diet, doesn't get enough sleep. Well, the average person, if they don't get enough sleep, they don't act like this. They don't climb the walls. You can communicate with them. This guy, there's no one home. You can't.
You can argue that somebody who's depressed.
Yes.
Under medication.
Oh.
He's okay.
So the question though is. So that's a discussion. He has okay. That's a very. It's a topic of discussion that through medication, but it's only due to the medication. Is it still called a mum? Is it still called a mum nister? It's a very difficult question. I am not obviously qualified. It's something that is discussed, and there are many arguments to be made that it's still in the world of halacha called a baal mum. It's not fair. I know it's not fair. Okay, let's just talk basic. A person, Rachman al-Islam, needs a wheelchair to go into the koyin needs a wheelchair. Why can he do the avodah? What's the big deal? Today it's unheard of, right, in the modern world. Equal opportunity, fairness. The Torah has different sets of rules.
If you smoke a pot.
What?
If you smoke a kind of smoke spot.
What does that do with anything?
Huh?
What does that do with anything he smokes?
You want the modern noises.
So that's not what? So what?
It's like taking medicine, no?
No, it's not taking medicine. A person taking medicine means a person under normal circumstances, what everyone else does, is not functional in society. He's not conscious. He's not considered to be a bar das. He's considered to be a shaita. He's considered to be not from society. When he takes the medicine, wow, he's a regular person. So the only reason what's keeping him sane is artificial substances. That's what keeps him in check. Does that make him into a Baal Mum? There's no physical deformity. And when he's functioning fine. He's better than anyone else. How does that? But if he does not have these chemicals, which are artificial, maybe you'll tell me natural supplements versus medication, unnatural supplements, which we have humanly manufactured in the laboratory. We've created these new things that never existed before under unnatural things we've done. But that keeps the person sane. It's a very difficult question, which when Mashiach comes will be obviously a very hot topic. Where do you draw the line? Because there's definitely a halacha who says in the Gemara that a nichpa is pasul le'avoida even at the times when he's normal. Even when he's behaving normally. But if we have a pattern of behavior that every so often he goes into a spell and he's lying on the floor, it's not clear what is nichpa. No one really knows what it means. Nichpa, we translate it as epilepsy. Okay, but is that really what it means? Maybe it means clinical depression. Maybe it means, I don't know. And in those days, they did not have medication. So maybe today, when there is medication, we should change the rules. But the Gemara says no. But even at the time when he's normal, even then he's no good. What does that mean exactly? Because you're afraid that any moment in time he can suddenly shift. But we know he's not going to shift because it's under control with the medication. You can argue from today until tomorrow, and this is something which is a hot topic. It's not a Nagelach Lamaisa because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Now, let's just discuss, where will it be Nogei Halacha L'maisa? Where, when it comes to, let us say, davening as the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, so this is a very hot topic of discussion. A Shliach Tzibur. Let's talk Yomim Noirom. Everyone agrees off the bat that B'derech Akrai, occasionally, no problem. You want to go daven on the yard site, you're not going to find anyone that says he can't do it 100%. The question is to appoint a person as a permanent shliach tzibus. There used to be in the community that there was one fellow who davened every single tefillah. You know, what was the one, the Neret Yisrael, the one who had the word tzitzis, I've got his name, the one who was Shimer. Shimer, do you know that in his yeshiva, it's incredible, he davened every single tefillah. You have a Rosh Shiva, a few hundred boys. He daven Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Bili, Yoytze, Min HaKlal. You have Yartzeit. Go to another shul. Every single day, every single tefillah. That's what he did. It's my yeshiva. I made this yeshiva. I'll tonight that I have this affinity to being davening. I know myself. If I daven for the Amud, I say every word. If I don't daven for the Amud, you know, it's not the same. There's something to it. If you are responsible, and you know you got to go fast, because if you don't go fast, they'll shoot you, they'll throw you out. Okay, so I'll go very, very fast. But at least, if I talk about Shabbos morning, Psukei Dezimra, let's talk about that. If I daven Psukei Dezimra on Shabbos morning at the Amud, wow, what a treat. You know why? Because I actually will say every single word of the whole Pesukah the Zimra from beginning to end. And if I'm sitting in the audience, and I'm dying Pesukah the Zimra, my mind is spacing out. Boy, does it space out. And before you turn around, oh, skip this, and up to Nishmas. I'm not the only one like this. I was shy to myself. One of the fringe benefits of being a Rosh Shiva, I'm making my yeshiva. I'm going to dive in every single tefillah. I really see it. I mean, it's like, wow, it's a pretty good deal. I think so, yeah. And even at your site, too bad for you. You have your site, go somewhere else. That's not what this minion is, my minion. You don't want to come here, don't come here. That's a pella. I never heard such a thing before like that. But that's what he did. Now, let us say we want to appoint a person to be such a shliach tzibur for the Yomim Noiroyim, for a tefillah, chosh of a tefillah. And this fellow happens to be in a wheelchair. And this fellow happens to be blind. Or he happens to be deaf. Or he happens to have a deformity which he looks strange. People, they take... He's a midget. He's mamish a midget. He has an incredible voice. But he's a midget. And people, they're staring at him. He's diving for the Amud. And they're looking... Where is the Baltzila? Where is he? Where is he? He's this tall. Are you allowed to appoint as a permanent or a Baal Tefillah for a Tefillah of significance a person who is a Baal Mo? So this is a major machloikis Rishonim. Rishonim. Some say Adaraba, he comes first. Leiv Nishbar V'nitke Elokim Lo Timois. Tivze. Elokim Lo Tivze. A heart that is shattered and broken, Hashem does not reject. And the Medrash says, Hashem is Meshamesh with Shivrei Kalim. Hashem loves to have us use broken utensils. What's the broken utensils? A broken heart, a broken soul. And which by extension means a person, Rachmana Litzon, lives in a world where he has less than others. He is not able to do what others. You know, after everything is said and done, it's a very, very difficult life. Not to be able to do what everyone else does. It's a very painful existence. it hurts a person, even though everyone is rallying around him, wow, you're the greatest, and this and that, and they make a special Olympics for them, and this and that. Come on, it doesn't take away. These people would give up everything to be like everyone else. We all know that. Lev nishbar v'nitke elokim lo sivaza. Lo sivze, thank you. Hashem does not reject, and therefore, adarab, there's a list of rishonim that make, not embarrassed to say, these individuals come first. It's enough that the Torah rejected them from being kohanim, doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a different status, a different world. Do not extend this principle of serving as a public servant to things outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there is a collection of Rishonim that cite other Midrashim, and they say, sorry, davening is equal uneshalma forim sifoseinu. That bringing, when you daven, you're bringing a sacrifice. The Shliach Tzibor is our representative. He is the Kohen. And if the Torah says Kohanim may not serve with Baal Mom, that means, listen, it's not Mamish Avoida. No one's getting carried away and saying never, ever, ever. But it's not ideal. Especially when it comes to appoint a Shliach Tzibor Kavua. You're going to give him a contract for life. Or even if you can have him daven, leave the services in the high holy days, it's not the right thing to do. If Hashem set the tone in the Beis HaMikdash that it's not to be done, so we may not understand, oh, it's not fair, or it's lev nitke v'nishbar elokim lo sivze, but listen, that's how it is. You have to have emunah in what it says in the Torah. The Torah set the pattern, v'zeh. So this is a major. Now the problem here, the problem with very interesting, I want to point out over here is something that won't bring me on this idea. There are two midrash. There's a medrash and a gemara that is mamish contradicts one another. There's one medrash that says, "What? Sorry." There's a medrash. There's a medrash versus a gemara. Normally, a medrash and a gemara, the gemara usually wins. That's usually the rule. The Gemara, and I didn't bring the safe. I have it on my phone, but I'm not going to look it up. I don't remember which one says what. I forgot which one says what. It's important to know which one says what, because the Gemara will usually win over a Medrash. It says the same idea, and it says in the pasuk by an animal. It says by an animal that if it's iveres, oy shavur, oy charutz, a garov, a yalefes, it's possible. Call ma, it's in the medrash. Call ma sheposal. Anything that the Torah said by an animal is possible, is also possible by a person. By a person, not for a kohen, by a shliach tzibur, by a representative, a person involved in public service, is also possible. Whatever the Torah said is possible by an animal also disqualifies a person. And that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that. The Medrash says just the opposite. That even though whatever the Torah said by an animal is disqualified, but by a public servant, adarabba, is a maila, is an advantage. Animal, that's iveres, is not kosher. But to be a shliach tzibur, wow, that's an advantage. You know why? Because lev nishbar v'nitka elokim lo sivze. Hashem is not going to reject. So you have a contradiction. Mamish, a contradiction between these two mamari chazal. How do we reconcile the contradiction if we get of a public servant lichatchila can serve if he has a major disformity? So there are different answers. Now, I'm telling you very clearly the answers, but not everything. The answer I'm giving is not exactly what it says in the Sefer, but I'm going a little bit over the top based upon the Yesoides that it's written in the Sefer that I always used to prepare called Das Konisa by Rabbi Gibbs from Borough Park. And I think what it's trying to alluding to is a very fascinating idea. There are two, if it's true or not, I don't know if this idea is true or not. You have to see if it's correct, but this is what he inspired me to say the following. There are two different types of prayer. Sometimes when we pray, our frame of mind is acceptance. We are coming to pray to Hashem and offer ourselves as a sacrifice to Hashem. And then there are times when we pray to Hashem when we're combative. We're saying, Hashem, no way. No way are we going to let this happen. How dare you? We are not going to walk out of this room until it rains, until Mashiach comes, until we have salvation. We're fighters. We're combative. We're demanding. There are two very different types of prayer. Now, you'll say, well, what do you mean? Almost all of our prayers were combative. Oh, all right, pretty much yes. But it struck me, let's study the prayers of Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying this just, I'm thinking out loud with you, if this is correct or not, maybe, yeah, maybe not. On Rosh Hashanah, there is only one thing that occupies, that takes over the whole davening from beginning to end in the most aggressive way. Rosh Hashanah. It's all about the Akedah. The whole davening, wherever you turn, you change Yitzchak to those in the beginning by Baruch Hu, Yitzchak and Rivka, by Yitzchak, the Akedah, the Piyutim, Akedah, 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 the Shofar is the Elishol Yitzchak, Zichroina is all about the Akedah, but the whole thing is the Akedah. What is the Akedah? We're giving up our lives for you, Hashem. Avraham is taking his child and offering Yitzchak as a human sacrifice. Look what we're willing to do for you, Hashem. Are we really mevakesh, make requests on Rosh Hashanah? Not really. The whole Shemoneh Esrei, you don't. There's no laundry list on Rosh Hashanah to demand of Hashem. We figure out where to add in our requests. We're very good at that, right? We're very good at figuring out. Oh, you say this word be mechavein for parnasa. When you say this word be mechavein for shiduchim, and this word for refuah. Okay, we do it, but it doesn't really say it in the tefillah. We do it, it's all, but it's more than that. The whole mode is to be submissive. And if we'll be submissive, no, hopefully Hashem l'Rachman is on us. Then it comes Yom Kippur. We're not submissive on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we're very tough. Yud Gimel Midoy Sorachamim. We identify with, not with Avraham Avinu, the hero of Yom Kippur is who? Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the theme of Yom Kippurim over and over and over again? The Yod Gimel Midois Harachamim. The Yod Gimel, we don't even say it once on Rosh Hashanah, the Yod Gimel Harachamim. Take the Sefer Torah, we say it, Hashem Hashem. Take the Sefer Torah, we do say that. Once it's Shabbos. Shabbos, forget about it, you don't even say it then. Who is the hero of Rosh Hashanah? Avraham and Yitzchak. Human sacrifice. That's a fact. You're not going to change my mind. That's the whole tefillah as occupied by Avraham and Yitzchak. Who is the hero of Yom Kippur? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe went to Shemaim. Hashem says to Moshe, Klal Yisrael is toast. They're toast. They're done. We're done with them. Finished. We're starting all over again. And Moshe says, Don't you dare. I'm not walking out of here. I'm not coming down from this place until you grant my request. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanan, Yom HaKippurim, we go into combat mode. So here's the answer. When you have a tefillah where we are submissive, like Rosh Hashanah, then the Shaliach Tzibur cannot have a deformity. That is the Gemara. Because we are here, we are a sacrifice to you, Hashem. When you bring a carbon to Hashem, if the animal is blind, has a wart, has a deformity, has a this, is it a kosher animal? Chas v'sholem. Hakriveo no lefecha secha. When you bring this ugly object as a gift to your governor, so how dare you bring this to Hashem? When we come and dive into Hashem in the form of being submissive, we're giving ourselves over to you, then we apply the Medrash, then we apply the Gemara, you have to come b'shleimus. We're choshev people. We're choshev, and we're complete, and we're giving ourselves to you as a gift. We're not giving you garbage. I don't mean like that. We're not giving you an animal. You bring a carbon to Hashem. The animal has to be complete. Our representative of such a form, mode of prayer, must be sholem, must be complete. You can't have a shliach tzibur who has a deformity, who is a midget, who is bizarre, who rachmana litzlan, the bionic man. He cannot be our shliach tzibur. It has to be an ish sholem. But when it comes to Yom Kippurim, Norman, who's Norman?
No, this one running.
Norman, there's someone here for you. There's someone here for you. When it comes to Yom Kippurim, and the mode of tefillah is to be combative, is rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum lechanon, then adarabo, lev nishbor v'nitke Elokim al?
Yes.
Elokim nu al sivze.
No.
Elokim lo sivze. Shkoyach, okay, you corrected us. Elokim loy sivze. Hashem wants shivrei kelim. He wants broken utensils. Because a broken utensil has the compassion, has the heart that is needed, that is ideal to succeed in persuading Hashem to show us rachamim. So it's not a stira. There are different modes of prayer. A mode of prayer where we submit to Hashem's will, then we were looking for a kohen, a shliach tzibur. That's like a kohen. A kohen, what does he do? He brings korbanos. He brings sacrifices. When you bring a sacrifice, it's got to be complete. You have to have a chosh of a gift. You don't give the Queen of England CDs, the latest rock and roll song. You know what I'm talking about. So this is the greatest bizoyan of America. You know what I'm talking about? Obama became the President of the United States. Yochem Melachadosh, a new mahalach in the Welt. You go to visit the Queen of England, and what do you bring the Queen of England? You give her a CDs of the latest rock and roll songs. What does the Queen of England, the Zakena, what does she need? A CD of rock and roll. It's America. That's not what you give Malchus. Chashivos. You have to be sholem. Your representative is the koyein. But when you're davening to achieve, to be mavata l'gzera ra, adarabah, then we apply the other mamari chazal, lei v'nidke v'nizre elokim lo, nidke v'nishbar elokim lo sivze. Okay, there are other answers, but we're out of time, so we'll leave it with this. Sleep, but not by Rashon. Kaddish.
On Yom Kippur.